This is very much a response to the Hungarian desire to bring a precious relic, which was given to the Cardinal Archbishop of Esztergom in 1220 at Canterbury on the occasion of Becket's body being moved from the crypt where it had lain since his murder in a temporary shrine up to the main shrine, which had been created upstairs. And people travelled from all over Europe to be there, crowned heads, and the Archbishop of Esztergom was a member of that congregation and was given to take back to Hungary to the important site of Esztergom Cathedral, which is like the Canterbury of Hungary, this relic of Thomas. And it's been there ever since. And it became a great symbol of Hungarian resistance to communist anti-Catholic feeling during the communist years. And so now, now that the liberation, so to speak, in their minds has occurred, they want to come back and give thanks and to reconnect with the place which the relic came from in the beginning. Yes, so it was taken back to... many relics of Becket were taken to important holy shrines across Europe because he became a very important saint, someone who'd stood against a secular government, so to speak. And across Europe, he became a sign of the Catholic faith. So little bits and relics of cloth, and in this case, a tiny part of the elbow bone, were sent around to various places. But when the Archbishop of Esztergom came, he wanted to take something back to Hungary's great cathedral there. And there it has been and venerated. And over the years, it probably had been, you know, taken for granted, but it became a symbol then of resistance to atheistic communism. And listening to the ambassador himself speak of the way in which Catholics who went to mass in Hungary during those years were penalized in terms of employment, it was a great sense of liberation when those years ended. And now the relic is coming back just as an act of thanksgiving. It will be with us just 24 hours. The Lord Mayor of Canterbury and I are receiving the Hungarians at the Christchurch gate, and they will come into the cathedral quite informally, really, and in front of the nave altar there will be some singing and a reading and a little word of explanation from me and some greetings from the two mayors of the cities, the Lord Mayor of Canterbury and the Mayor of Esztergom. And then after that service, we shall go into the crypt and take the relic down to the treasury display case in the crypt. And at that point, people can visit the crypt all through the afternoon and then to the next morning, on Sunday morning, until we come to a point where the Catholic congregation of St. Thomas's in Canterbury will come and celebrate a Mass, at which I shall be present as well, and the Hungarians. That will be at 1:30 before the relic is taken then back to Esztergom. The horror of an archbishop being cut down in his cathedral by the so-say orders of a Christian king still resonates, but also it speaks of governments throughout the world where people are still persecuted for their faith. So Becket becomes a kind of symbol.